right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
I'm hitting that fucking button, and we're going to regret it.
Once more under the breach, right?
Yep.
All right,
we're back. Aaron dragging ass, and we are
here.
See if
hey,
it
I'm
works.
Not the one that requested a half-hour delay. I wanted a
That's
half
true.
Hour
true.
Fucking, I wanted to push it up
Listen,
half an hour.
I've had a week. I've had a week, boys.
Yeah?
I've had a whole hell of a week. I tried new narcotic substance this week.
Yeah.
Ketamine.
So, whoa. Okay.
How was that? Give us a review.
Yeah, it was not good. It was... Okay. My dick didn't work.
It's What's like a point? Party drug, but not too much of a party.
Yeah, what kind of a party? Party for a bunch of lame art hoes who want to go and stare at a... It was bad. It was not fun. You know what it felt like? Getting drunk.
Yeah.
Felt like getting... And you know what I'd rather actually do? I'll put it to you. Just get drunk.
Yeah, sure. It's accessible. It's there. It's known.
Your dick has more of a probability of working.
Higher probability.
I've never gotten whiskey dick. Is that a thing? Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it applies to, like, people in their 20s. Because, like,
oh,
I remember
really?
I would pound, like, a 750 over the course of, like, an evening.
A 750-pound
like,
woman?
It would have the opposite effect. Oh,
that's impressive.
And what color was she?
Take a wild guess.
He drinks the darker liquors.
Pounding back Cokes and...
See, the fact sandwiches. That you asked what kind of drug it is and didn't just immediately consume it, that makes you built different.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. I always, you know what it is? I don't like downers because I'm afraid my heart will just stop working.
Yeah,
you
that's
feel
a
that way?
Real concern. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
it's
feel
a concern,
that way with uppers.
But I mean, come on, man. Like I said, you're in your 20s. Your heart's fine. Now is the
my
time.
Heart,
don't
my
be
heart
a square,
is all, how
dude.
I put it to you this way. I'm 25. My heart is only getting worse. How's that? Yeah? So I got to be careful. You know, I got to be more careful than that. So I've had a week. I think I've woken up at 4 to... Oh, and I did mushrooms twice this week, too. Same chick. It's been a week.
Down, huh?
Yeah.
She really is an art-ho.
Mm-hmm. So I've been waking up at like 4:30 to 5 p.m. every day. That's been a real experience. Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
It's been
now,
something.
Yeah, the inversion.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm living in the night. Sometimes I'm up until like... I'm like Ace. Ace tells me sometimes he's up till 10 a.m., and then he falls asleep for 3 hours, and he's back at it. I'm feeling like I took inspiration there. Anyway, that's been my week, so excuse me for the 30-minute delay, gentlemen, but I was in bed until I texted you guys, hey, can we get another 30? And then I
man, you hit the snooze? You hit
bed.
The snooze? The,
yes, I sure
the
did.
The 5:30 p.m. snooze?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Which
I
has been a more
snooze.
Fun downward spiral for you? Destroying your sleep schedule or destroying your body?
Oh, the body, dude. This is great. Yeah. I'm loving this part. This part's fantastic. It's the self-hatred that bubbles up and when the post-nut clarity hits. That's the problem.
Yep.
But that's a thing we all have to deal with in time, you know?
Oh, it's a constant struggle, yeah.
Yeah. So I had to have an extra 30 minutes to, you know, get out of bed and shake my face off and all
shake
those things.
Shake your tail feathers.
Yeah, whatever. And I put together, you know, a little a rubric for us today, because that's why I needed the 30 minutes. I was like, look, I'm not pulling my fair share here on the show. And so I've got to come and bring out my rubric for us. I've got some topics for us today that we should talk about, as well as some general happenings, perhaps, that you guys want
to. You fucking locked
discuss.
Your rubric? I have to request permission to look at it.
Is that the case? All right, let me unlock the rubric.
Access denied.
There's that. Well, you know what?
What are you doing, Michael?
Get bent. I don't know how to give you full access. Are you crazy? Anybody with the link can view it. All right, well.
This
Aaron
is even more
here,
exciting than the original Alien
go.
Movie.
Wow. Okay, thanks. So, we had a few things today. I wanted to... I hope I have the right mic on.
It sounds like you do.
Well, there's a few, so let's all just
one of them
relax.
Is covered in ketamine.
Yeah.
You know, let's continue that topic while I try and get myself together here, because
Burr's really
I,
been experimenting.
I resent the fact that it's referred to as a horse tranquilizer. I am not a horse, and I didn't feel tranquilized. So, it's a
maybe
you
just
know,
built such an immunity.
To all
from
the
you
other
were
neurons
on,
that are
you
fried
were on,
out from
you were on such uppers from smoking crack with us earlier that it just glanced off like a raindrop off a windshield.
Listen to this.
This ketamine and is shit.
And I did a 500 milligram edible in the past week too. Now that I'm thinking, it's really I'm burning it out, dude. I tweeted, I hope I fry all of my neurons by the age of 35.
Cool.
And really,
it's gonna happen.
Really wash them out. Where is my clip? God damn it!
Oh man, your schizo posts are gonna be amazing.
Jesus, yeah. I can't stand the fact that we have all these midgets running around who I tell to go do work, and not one of them can get me my audio clip. Get me my audio clip, you midget. Jesus. There was some music. I'm trying. There was a song that was released.
Did you
recently?
Okay.
And I hope you can hear that. I hope you can hear what I'm about to play. That's all I'm going to say.
I think I have an idea.
Do you? Could you just hear yourself repeating there? Because then you'll be able to hear it.
Dr. Fauci. Give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined.
We don't need to play this whole thing, do we?
Sure do. I'm sorry you hate it. But he worked.
Fucking project from his diaphragm.
He worked really hard on this.
Yes. And I mean the diaphragm he's wearing between his thighs.
We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease.
Oh.
Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Dum, 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 dum. And that's beautiful. Thank you, Stephen.
Yep.
God, it's great that we have all this room for disabled kids in our society.
Yeah.
That's the song. How do you feel about that? How is that? That put you in the mood? Because I love that. I thought it was
great.
He was
a little off pitch, a little nasally. He needs to really project from his diaphragm, like compress his chest.
I thought it was he's got a real dynamic sound. Carr, what about you? You seem a little silent.
That's for sure.
You stunned?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally ridiculous. This guy needs to go on a ketamine bender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Maybe
Big
get
time.
Some pussy too. This is bad, right? We're really hitting, I believe Cotton, shout out to you. Would refer to this as late stage. This is late stage.
Yeah.
This is very late stage stuff. Mr. Fauci. God.
It's
it
late
made
stage.
Me miserable to see.
It's late stage what, though?
You know why this is happening is because schools are closed down, so nobody's shooting them up anymore.
God.
Well, that's not true, and we'll actually get to that later. That's the final topic here before I switch it over. Maybe
great.
You're
good.
Right.
Shooting close, up schools. Close who do I need to high five?
We're going to close on school shootings or something. Actually, we're going to close on the lighter side of school shootings, actually. We'll close on that, though. We'll get back to it.
Okay.
So, and by the way.
Going to a comedy routine bit on school shootings? I can't wait.
Okay, let's do it. Let's descend. Because, again, by 35, I'm not going to remember any of this happened. So, who cares? Mr. Fauci, I was literally keeping myself awake at night because I would lay in bed not quite tired enough, and then out loud I would just go, "Mr. Fauci," and it would it's haunts my memories.
Sounds like you're normalizing. You're normalizing the drugs now.
You're
reaching that. You're reaching that perfect buoyancy below the ripple of life's passing. You know, that's good.
Doing this podcast, I'll tell you, buddy, is not helping my psyche when I have to put out videos like that.
If anything's going to make you a complete drug-addled nihilist, it's going to be doing this podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, so how does this guy get on?
Well, so
how does that?
He doesn't.
Where does?
please.
Why did I see that? I guess is what I want to get down to.
I would prefer 200,000 more people died than this kid ever got a chance to sing.
Agreed. Next
he
up.
Should be in school getting bullied and then coming in and with a fucking with like a belt
all right,
of ammunition.
All right, we'll move on.
Mr. AK. Like,
dude, yeah, seriously, like, that's the type of like mental weakness that leads to real fucked up shit. Like, that guy needs
go
help.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell
and
me.
Because they're
it.
Not around people that make fun of them, they're not doing anything cool. They're doing bad.
He's a hero. He was praised, right. The kid. And listen, I don't want to take it out on the poor kid. The kid thinks he's doing something great. He should have been told a long time ago that this is some bitch shit. You can't do this stuff. This is ridiculous. But yeah. let's for all the cheerers and clappers and piglets who brought him up there and let him sing, I hope you get yours.
Dude, seriously, man. I mean, this is you're really enabling. You're enabling some like really bad shit. Like that,
right? I mean, when you hear it, Carr, doesn't it? I know we're off the rails already on this episode, as I wanted us to be, because I've had a bender of the past week, and I wanted you guys to come on a bender with me.
Drag us, alligator, roll us into that buoyant state just below the.
I saw this video. In fact, let me wax poetically for just a second so you don't hear yourselves repeating. I just want to hammer the point home. I saw this video. I was stunned when I saw it. It grossed me out. Dr. Fauci. That sound was in my mind for hours. It made me think about society at large, like you're doing, Carr. Like, it just brought up all of these, wow, it's really over, huh? Like, this is the death. This is the end of it, huh? And I don't know why. I don't know why this particular video provoked so much nihilism. I think it's because it's a young child. Everybody's clapping. He's wearing a mask while singing. And he's also, you know, doing the things with the cards, right?
Yeah,
he's, like, showing the lyrics because it's supposed to be deaf inclusive, too. It's like really like an intersection of inclusivity. And I just want to come out and say, I am an exclusive person by nature. And this stuff creeps me out.
You are
just
an elitist.
Creeps me out. I'm a super elitist. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll join you.
Yeah. Stuff like this, right? It makes you go, oh, I don't have anything to do with the vast majority of this society. Nothing. Because people are clapping like seals. Yay, he can't sing.
That's the realization, is that there's a lot of people, because I don't even almost have anything against the kid. He's clearly been led into doing something that's like totally ridiculous. But I mean, the enabling of just
sick.
And
it's sick.
It's not the song itself. It's the mindset of thinking that doing something like that is going to be beneficial or worth your time or should
that
be praised.
It's socially acceptable.
God, it's just.
This is how bad it feels. Imagine if some goon, like some real loser, got up there and started doing like Mr. Rothbard. You know how that would hurt you? Do you feel that?
Dude,
me just doing that?
It would gut me.
Right? Do you feel how me just fake doing it?
The people in that audience don't feel that.
No.
They're immune from that.
Right. So what is that? That's what I'm
That's brain.
Exactly.
It's not existing in reality, existing in any society. Right. The society that you're talking about doesn't exist.
There's two, to me, the crowd is one of two things. Vicious enablers, because, listen, this kid is singing, right? He's singing. You'd think that would be a point of joy, and frankly, it should be. It's just a bad song. He's not a great singer, and it's just a shitty cover, right? That's the overlay, which most people would go...
If it were karaoke night and he got up and sang, like, fucking, Take Me Home Tonight,
Take me home tonight. I was going to literally say, Take Me Home Tonight. That's so weird. That's the standard, huh? I don't have anything against him, but there's an undercurrent to this whole thing. The only reason he's up there singing with a mask on, showing those lyrics, is because there's a whole societal framework that collapsed around him that said he's not allowed to leave his house. He's got a double mask up. He can't go see his friends in normal places. You know what I mean? And you know that kid, as many kids in this period of time, have been dealing with suicidal thoughts and depression and lots of weird things going on. So they get this fucking poor, vulnerable kid, hammer it home, call him a hero, make him go up on stage, sing a stupid, shitty song so that all these
They make
idiots,
him feel loved and accepted within their in-group.
Yes.
Looking
and,
for
and for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking for any hit of dopamine he can possibly find because he's been locked in his home without access to like people his age. Yeah, it sucks.
Yep. And the worst part of it is that kid, if he was listening to this podcast, would go, no, I enjoyed doing that. I know, that's the worst part. That's the worst part, that you enjoyed doing that. Yep. So, in conclusion, that was very late stage. I felt that it was very late stage. And something even more late stage, on a lighter tone, I'm going to... Now you want to click that link. Click that link, please.
Oh, God, this one, I already know where it's going.
All right, so... What do we have here? I'm throwing it up on the TV.
Before we move on, what do you think? What is the right path for society? And that's bouncing around in my mind.
And the first
thought I have is, what if we took the mathematical mean of a 13-year-old singing a shitty cover asking for vaccines from a guy who's never made a vaccine before, and then a guy who just bendered on ketamine and snooze alarm to 5 p.m. podcast.
Oh, I know,
like,
bro.
What's the mathematical mean of that?
I'm the reasonable one of the two of us. Dr. Fauci's never made a vaccine in his life. The only injectable Dr. Fauci made was AIDS in a Canadian bioweapons factory in the year 1981. That's the only thing he's ever done for injecting. Yeah. That's it.
Yes. That is Jesus. It, and that's all.
Away from one old fuck, Dr. Fauci, to another old fuck, Chuck Schumer. Chuck tweeted on April 25th. Go look this up. It was tweeted at 9:22 p.m. because ostensibly he's watching the Oscars, and we'll talk about every single part of this image, guys. We will talk about every part of it. The tweet reads, "Excited to be watching the Oscars with a ice-cold plant-based beer. Thanks, Joe Biden." So
let's talk about
that lamp and how it's putting me at a code yellow.
Well, let's do it.
All right, yeah, we'll go. All right, hold on. You're very right about that. Actually, hold on. Now, let's go. We'll go from left to right, but we have to talk about the caption obviously first, and we'll do left to right on that the way we read. Excited to be watching the Oscars. We're going to talk about the Oscars, guys, after this. Because that's how we'll lead into it. I'm excited to be watching the Oscars. He was the only one, by the way, who was excited to be watching the Oscars. With a deliciously phrased ice-cold plant-based beer. Now let me stop you, boys, before you make the obvious statement, which is, isn't all beer plant-based?
I hope so.
The answer, of course, is yes.
Yeah,
all beer... is plant-based.
I can't imagine there's a meat-based beer, and I don't want to have
it. I Googled it. Every beer has plants in it as the base.
Yeah, it's the malt.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
The guy tweeted with an ice-cold plant-based beer. That's what he tweeted. These people aren't human. I don't know what more I can hammer that point home than these are not human beings. These creatures exist in states of power.
When we were texting about this, Bird, I said this is the embodiment of the whole just bit. Like, you just don't know where to start. There's 20 things you got to break down, and you don't know where to start.
Let's continue on. Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden. For what? For what? The Oscars or the plant-based beer?
The 100-year TV show? Multi-thousand-year-old idea of beer? Like, what?
What in Christ's name is he speaking about, Aaron?
Now, look, he knows, like, these lizard people are just like everybody else in the sense that they crave that serotonin high that they get from, you know, getting 100 likes, 1,000 likes, 10,000 likes, whatever. The difference is that their serotonin rush comes from what happens after that, the tangential power that they receive from it. So thanks, Joe Biden is really just probably a carefully calculated political move that also gives him a serotonin rush.
If I'm Joe Biden, right? Because. All right, if I'm Joe Biden, I see this tweet and I go,
would be really easy for you to empathize with Joe Biden, considering you're a ketamine bender.
Right, and I'm waking up at 4:30 p.m., barely conscious, right?
You were really doing some heavy research for the podcast.
I know, I was going in deep, right.
Reality's completely broken and distorted.
That's right.
You could be president.
Yeah. So in that mindset, I'm going, what the fuck are you talking about, Chuck? What did I do?
How much more ketamine do you think you would have to do to be president, Berg? A couple months or what? You need to be 35, I guess.
I got to be 35, yeah, and we already spoke about that.
You're going to lose your mind right around 35. Yeah, oh, yeah, so you just keep doing ketamine until you turn 35.
Same rate.
And then you run.
Same rate.
And then you'll become electable.
That's great. I think that's a fantastic move. Let's get into the photo, shall we? Let's
dig in.
Hit that click into that photograph. I'm going to expand it to maximum size.
Yeah, I'll enlarge it here.
Ladies and gentlemen, get in there. So from left to right, I'm going to just take you on a guiding tour. His bookshelf, where the books are stacked horizontally.
Psychopath.
Are those books or board games?
Oh my God.
They have to be books.
They are board games. Oh my God. If they're books, then it's insane. If they're board games, then I learned a lot about Chuck Schumer in this one instance. But those
He's
look
a
like
tabletop
books.
Enthusiast.
Those look like books to me. I don't know. And you got some photographs, large frame photographs over there. It's all weird from the start, right? Let's move over to that very sexually explicit lamp that you had pointed
Hourglass,
out. Really interesting there.
I like
Behind
that,
that appears to be some sort of a printer. In front of it appears to be an 2018 edition iMac. keep going to the right. We'll ignore the gremlin sitting down in the corner there. the television. Now, I have taken a lot of photographs of televisions in my time. Never has a television just been blue. You know what I mean?
So
just
weird.
Blue. Straight up blue. And I wonder if it was because it was taken at a moment when the lights were all, for some reason, blue. You think that's why?
I'll tell you what it looks like before I move into a description of why, but it looks like an old standard definition of television on rabbit ears, like getting poor reception. That's exactly what it looks like. The reception looks like
really
shit.
Does.
It looks tinted a random color as it always did
right.
with rabbit ears. And then, but it's on a HD, it looks like a flat screen, I'm sure HD TV.
Yeah.
A lot of questions there.
Really.
Not sure I really have any answers. Probably more questions than answers on net.
And he's got a cable box. You see that?
Cable box.
The guy has a cable box. Maybe cut the cord there, Schumer. What do you really? Yeah. So why? You can watch your fucking ABC. You couldn't do this on YouTube. Cut the cord, Schum. Cut the cord. All right, let's get to Schum. Let's get to him himself.
Such a
hunched over.
Yeah.
Shaped in, like an old man. Like a bro.
He's got a thick
butt.
His eyes are about 4 feet away from the TV.
Yeah.
They're really close. Yeah. This is one of our bettors, right? And he's here telling us we gotta put masks on and stuff, and this guy doesn't know the old rule, if you sit too close to the TV, you go blind.
Well,
Jesus.
It might have been to fit everything that he wanted to convey into the frame.
That is why, because it's a totally, he was sitting on the couch probably 20 feet further away.
Photo op.
Hold on, I need to show everybody that I'm thankful for Joe Biden. God, creepazoid. I hate him so much. He's yet another creepazoid New York product. Anyway, the final thing we have to talk about is, of course, in his hand.
Yes.
The plant-based beer.
Yes.
The plant-based beer. So again, the joke you want to do is there a meat-based beer? I don't know of one. Do you?
No.
I mean, like, what's the fungus they use?
Is that what he's talking about? Yeast?
Yeah.
Yeast? He's saying that there's no, but I guess yeast is not a plant.
Yeast-free?
Yeah, it's a living.
Yeast-free. Listeners, in the comments section, if you know what the hell beer he's holding right there, and that, see, why would he do this to us? Why would he say an ice cold plant based beer, but not at least say what the beer was? So it's not even an advertisement, and we know he didn't tweet this.
An opaque Snapple.
He didn't even tweet this. Excited to be watching the Oscars with an ice cold plant based beer. Tweet that. Oh my God! And make sure you say thanks, Joe Biden. Otherwise, he'll cut my balls off. Like, what? Anyway, let's get on to what he's watching. Because I think this is a celebratory thing. We're very melancholic on this podcast today, but there's something important for us to be celebrating. Apparently, there was an event that's known as the Oscars. It's created by a guy named Oscar. In 2015, let's do 2014. The Oscars was really doing well, receiving a 43.7 in the Nielsen ratings. 2015, come around, it got a 36. All right. 2016, a 34. 2017, a 32. 2018, a 26. 2019, oof, one reprieve, a 29. I wonder if that was Ricky Gervais's year. 2020, last year, year of the pandemic, 23.6. So we are at our lowest, third lowest ever in Oscars history, right there. And then we get to 2021, 9.8 in the Nielsen ratings. People who make movies couldn't get enough people to see their fucking award show.
it's crazy. It's not. It's nutty.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's hard. To, yeah, it is. It's hard so to good. Understate or how or to overstate how absolutely huge a drop off this of viewers this was.
Let me show you. Let me tell you.
And when a lot of people are ostensibly working from home and staying in, and if anything, like logic would say that people are just watching more TV in general.
Yeah, you would, right? I mean, literally, I have watched more TV now than I ever have. I've watched so many TV shows. I would never watch TV. I'm not a TV watcher. It's just amazing. In fact, Carr, you'd mentioned it. It's hard to imagine how big of a drop it is. It is a 58% drop.
Yeah.
Oh, those weren't Nielsen ratings, by the way. Sorry, those, that 23, those were, that was view count. That was view count.
Yeah.
They tanked.
Yeah,
there, and I want it to be made very clear that there's a bigger point to be made here than 58% in 1 year. The actual bigger point to be made is that in 2014, it was 43.7 million.
Yeah, man. Yep.
It is 2021. It is under 10. We're there. We're getting there. People are getting shaken off of this fucking bullshit. They have to be.
Dude, they are, man. It gives me hope.
It should give you a little hope. Let me give you some facts. 2020 was a year, obviously, like no other year in the history of movies. All of the theaters were shut down, and all of the nominated films, performances that were available, they were available through streaming services, but, you know, viewership is down because I don't know about you guys, but if I'm not with someone, I'm not going to watch a movie most of the time. I'll do something else, right? A movie's great for two, three people, a little intimate scene. One person, I'm good. Unless it's my favorite movie and I'm flipping through the channels, which I'm not doing because I don't have cable, there's no chance. And I think many people are like me. Simply put, though, even avid film buffs didn't see many of the Oscar-nominated films. Look at the numbers. Even they didn't. But, of course, the elites are trying to rationalize it. Listen to this. One of the analysts, big analyst on this, I didn't get his name. It was like Iker or something. I don't remember. Anyway,
some Jew.
Sounds as real as any other name you say.
Something like that. They will never get why the actual ratings are starting to tank. Of course, the real reason why it's laid bare before all of us, we are tired of our elites. It's as simple as that. We're just tired of them. We're tired of the people who are our betters and rule over us. But this is what one of the analysts said. In many cases, the telecasts are simply too long for contemporary attention spans. The ceremony on Sunday was one of the shorter ones in recent years, and it still ran 3 hours and 19 minutes. Why slog all the way through and you can catch snippets on Twitter? So, of course, the elites are going, these dumb idiots can't pay attention anymore. They just can't pay attention. We have to, we can't direct their attention. Yeah, I know, it's amazing, right?
We got to keep dumbing it down a little bit.
I don't want to belabor the topic here because none of us are Oscars people or give a shit about movies at large. I mean, we all watch movies, right? But none of us care about this culture. It was a boring event full of assholes, and for the vast majority of human history, actors were classed among beggars, thieves, and kidnappers as some of the worst, most divisive, conniving, and disgusting people in human history. And I care so little more about them or their culture that we should move on to the next topic. A really good topic, boys.
Hey!
A really, really fun topic. From my state in particular, I'm right at the center here.
New York.
Guns. So this is huge. This is really big. I was talking to a couple of associates of ours in the GC, and we were discussing the implications of this. It's still bubbling, but here you go. The Supreme Court said on Monday, 2 days ago from the time of recording, that is the 26th of April, it would be reviewing a long-standing New York law that imposes strict limits on carrying guns outside the home, setting the stage for the first major Second Amendment decision in more than a decade of the court's history, and it is the first to be decided by the newly expanded conservative majority. The move comes after a spate of mass shootings, and calls were made following this for stricter restrictions on firearms. Scholars were saying that those who study gun rights say that striking down the New York law could undermine those efforts and have broader national implications. So, before I get to the background of it, New York and everywhere else, New York has not had a major shooting, a major school shooting, certainly, which is what was provoking these. We did have a shooting in Nassau County that is not New York City, where this lawsuit was filed. We haven't had any of these negative things, so it's very interesting to see the background to this. Now, before I get into the background, there's a guy named Anthony Cumia, an inspiration of mine, one of the only people I know who lives in New York who's allowed to legally carry a gun. Why? Because the cops love him. He's a cop guy. He knows a bunch of cops. And you need two police officers' approvals in order to get a gun. That is right. Two in New York City. Two.
That's three too many.
This is on top of what you already needed, which was you have to have, this gets us into the background, proper cause. So two men recently were denied licenses to get guns. Alongside with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, they sued and they said the state makes it virtually impossible for ordinary law-abiding citizens to obtain a license. That is a fact. That is a fact. It is unusual that nobody in New York City carries a gun. It is unusual. So this is what the right of certiorari says. This is directly, I read the whole right. Very interesting stuff. Give me a second here. New York prohibits its ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying a handgun outside the home without a license and denies its licenses to every citizen who fails to convince the state that he or she has a proper cause to carry a firearm. In District of Columbia versus Heller, this court held that the Supreme Court protects the individual right to possess and carry firearms in case of confrontation. And in McDonald versus the City of Chicago, the court held that this right is fully applicable to the states. For more than a decade since, numerous courts of appeals have squarely divided the question whether the Second Amendment allows the government to deprive ordinary citizens of the right to possess and carry a handgun outside the home. This circuit is split and open and acknowledges and is squarely presenting this petition, which the Second Circuit affirmed the constitutionality of a New York regime that prohibits law-abiding individuals from carrying a handgun unless they first demonstrate some form of proper cause that distinguishes them from the body of the people protected by the Second Amendment. The time has come for this court to resolve this critical constitutional impasse and reaffirm the citizens' rights. The question is this: whether the Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying handguns outside the home for self-defense. That's the court case. That's pretty fucking big, guys.
Yeah.
I will read it again. Whether the Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying handguns outside the home for self-defense. Pretty big.
So if I understand correctly, this is basically putting up for discussion the entire idea of states or local municipalities infringing at all. Well, I don't want to say at all. Automatic weapons probably would not be a part of this, but concealed or open carry.
100%, which I love, which I'm very enthusiastic about. In this case, I'm a federalist. In this instance, I look at it and I go, well, actually, our constitutional rights, which I really like and are mostly negative, I'll put them in. Do it. Fine. Leave it.
Yeah,
that's
great.
I mean,
yeah, this fight for what whatever you can get.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, there is a counter response. There was an urging by more liberal lawyers. I didn't get the woman's name. Of course, you can find this. This is the counter response to the writ of certiorari.
Once again, a Jewish name.
No, Italian. I remember that. She was an Italian lady. Yeah, man.
What's the difference?
Not much if she's from the Mezzogiorno, my friend. Not much. Anyway, the response goes, whether the Second Amendment prohibits New York from requiring residents who wish to carry a concealed firearm in public to have an actual and articulable need to do so. That was the counter response. So again, I will, because you... Let me put them together. This was the question presented, whether the Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying firearms outside the home, handguns, outside of the home for self-defense. And the counter response to that was, whether the Second Amendment prohibits New York from requiring residents who wish to carry a concealed firearm in public to have an actual and articulable need to do so. Those are the two questions. Does the state have the right to do it? Or does the Second Amendment supersede the prohibition the state has put in place? So, Carr, exactly as you said, this is a federal versus state issue. And for the first time, probably everybody listening is going to go, federal government, baby, let's do it. It's so odd.
You're going to hear so many fucking retarded ass libs be like, well regulated.
Yep.
They're going to sound like Trump.
Yep. Jesus. So, obviously, this is big because of one reason. The Supreme Court's most conservative members have long deplored the court's reluctance to explore the meaning and scope of the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court's most conservative members are the dominant majority now. This is huge for that. In 2019, for instance, after Justice Kavanaugh arrived, you remember that whole hullabaloo?
Oh, the rapist.
For 6 months. What a disaster. Yeah, the rapist, right? The rapist, of course. Proven in court, right, everybody?
Yep. Yes, he got his due. He got his due process. Yeah.
I fucking can't stand libs, dude. I really can't. The court agreed to hear a challenge after Kavanaugh came in, again in New York City, because New York has not only the most restrictive laws, but kind of has first mover on this. Most other laws are based on the New York gun regulations. So New York's got the regulation that allowed citizens to keep their guns in their homes, and they were allowed to take them to one of 7 shooting ranges in the city, but it prohibited them from taking their guns to second homes and shooting ranges outside of the city, when the guns were unloaded and locked in containers separated from ammunition. Really? Really? It's totally tyrannical, the gun laws here. I've actually had an opportunity to go to one of those shooting ranges. Guess who it is? It's all cops.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure
it's all cops.
Is this now? Can I get a point of clarification here? Is this New York? This is New York City law, not New York State, right?
Justice Kavanaugh oversaw a New York City gun regulation, however, and the current law that is in question is listed as a New York law, not a New York City law. So that's important to a New York State law now. I don't know if that's the case. Like, I don't know if this whole law is covered, like, here to Buffalo. I don't know. I know in New York, the restrictions are absolutely ridiculous. I know that. And so I'm talking from New York's perspective. But in the writ of certiorari, it's addressed to New York. So, unlike, in McDonald versus City of Chicago, right?
Right, District
of Columbia versus Heller, where they'll say it. It just says New York.
New York.
So York law. Yeah. Which is, again, very big. After the court granted the review of the law that Kavanaugh had originally had to go through, the New York City gun regulation law, the city actually repealed their own regulation because they didn't want it to go to court. And you can imagine why.
Yeah,
and the court last April had to then dismiss the case as moot. But justices are allowed to give opinions. And so Kavanaugh had his opportunity in a concurring opinion to write that he was concerned that lower courts were not sufficiently sensitive enough to Second Amendment rights, and that the court should be addressing the matter soon. I want to frame it all this way, and we talked about this last time, Carr, and we're going to continue to talk about this in the future because this is not stopping. The anti-gun movement, the anti-gun feeling is rapidly losing strength across America.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
And it's amazing because let me not go down that rabbit hole. Maybe we'll do that on Patreon. And it's amazing because all of these shootings are happening so spontaneously and out of the blue that people are having the American response to it. Arm up. Every other stupid fucking place goes, well, take the guns away, take the guns away. Thank God we're the only people who have the common sense to go, I'll fucking shoot them back.
Yep.
I'll shoot them back. Now, I don't know if that's a wise thing for everybody to be doing. I don't, also, frankly, don't care. I think everybody should just have a gun anyway. I don't care if there's 10 shootouts breaking a day. Don't matter to me. But it's very good that the gun lobby, or the anti-gun lobby, I suppose, is really taking some L's. In June, that's June of 2020, the court had accumulated it, turning down up to 10 appeals on Second Amendment cases. The court has been holding off. But since it only takes 4 votes to grant review, well, since it only takes 4 votes to grant review, they weren't even able to really get in because there were only ever 3 conservative judges who wanted to talk about this. There's good reason to think now that something could change. Why? Because Barrett is in there. When she arrived in October, she's very pro-gun. So she flipped it all around. And so now, this is what's so big about this, is when you get 4 conservative judges, you get the right on the court for conservatives to review just about anything they want. Yeah. And so for all the areas where there's overlap with libertarians, this is fantastic. Now there's going to be, and I assure you, this court is going to lead the way on the bannings of cryptocurrencies and on the digging their noses into the what's going on your internet search history. They're going to be at the forefront of all this. So these are not your friends. This court is not your friends. But in this instance, they just might be.
Yep.
Can I interject?
Please.
Yeah.
You can fully expect that if this decision goes the way of gun enthusiasts, of 2A people,
right,
you can fully expect that it's going to come at a cost to everybody else on the right.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So there's going to be some type of trade-off in the near future.
Oh, okay.
So they'll hear this
a political
case,
trade-off.
They'll say, all right, strike down all those laws, fucking concealed carry across the board. And then maybe 2 months later or a year later or whatever, they'll hear a case about cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Say, you know what? It's you know, we can't. It is fully constitutional to ban it or ban its use,
well,
ban its ownership. Whatever.
You have a majority opinion of that on the court right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
already have that.
So
well,
there will be a trade-off.
Yeah, I definitely don't disagree. I think that the gun issue and the Bitcoin issue are both, in some sense, probably more so the Bitcoin issue than the gun issue, but both, in some sense, they run into the same logjam, which is, once you start defining things, then as the government, you run into real trouble. And this is sort of thing, like Aaron, with Joe Biden's executive orders, with what exactly is a gun, what exactly is a pistol brace, what exactly, and once they start to make concrete decisions, then everybody and their mother with half a brain says, oh, well, then this doesn't qualify, you know,
right.
and that's exactly, so my guess is that they're going to wait. I mean, I don't know about the gun thing, but I think the Bitcoin thing, I think they've been kicking the can and kicking the can and kicking the can. Remember, they still classify it as property.
Have they been kicking the can, or have they been waiting for political capital to accrue?
I'm sure both. I'm sure they've been kicking the can, waiting for political capital to accrue, and waiting to actually understand it. I'm convinced that most of the people just don't even really understand it. So most of the people that are going to be actually in charge of ruling on it have absolutely no clue what it is. And they don't understand it well enough, I don't think, to understand all of the loopholes that will be created once they actually do definitively define it.
I'm not afraid for the existence of cryptocurrency at all.
Right.
No.
I mean,
no, but just playing out what they're going to do here, a tit for tat. I think that those are two, I think guns and Bitcoin are both like two things that they're terrified to begin to really define.
Yes. Because can I add to that, by the way?
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Lee, and Lee and I were discussing David Chipman and how he was nominated to the ATF to be the director of the ATF. And they had recently placed some kind of rulings out about 3D printed guns.
Yes.
And Lee and I were basically talking, and he was like, this is totally ineffective. It doesn't do anything. They have no ability to do anything. They don't even know what they're doing.
Right.
It's amazing. So it's interesting that on the heels of Biden buffing up the ATF, the Supreme Court is going, all right, let's make his job harder.
Mm-hmm. It's... I know that I probably fall into a trap of being a little bit too optimistic sometimes, but don't forget that there's a lot of sand in the gears here, because there are people in the government that really know what they're doing and really want the worst for you, but there's a shitload of people in their way that are either too dumb to really understand anything and actually have power to sign or not sign shit. Or have their own interests in mind, their own competing political aspirations that may or may not be helped by helping out that evil guy. You know, even though they may themselves be in a evil in a different way, watching them fumble around with gun legislation continually while we just rendered it all useless anyway by bringing 3D printing around. Is just a reminder of the absolute ineptitude that does exist. Coincident with very evil genius shit up there too. I'm not discounting that, but there is a lot of sand in the gears.
Yeah, I agree. It is hard to remember that sometimes there's people working for you, with you, and for themselves in the government, and that all those people are diverging from some sort of grand government plan that's going to fuck us all.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because they're looking out for themselves. They're looking out for themselves. And sometimes, there's always this constant surge, right, of politicians that are trying to garner power. How do you do that? Well, you appease some people, right?
Right.
As you're trying to come up in the space, you are trying to, like, appease your constituency, your people. There's other ways to get power, sure. But there's a lot of people that are just simply trying to do that. And they say, hey, you know, if we just simply define a gun like this, it'll make my people happy, you know? And then all of a sudden that floats into the Supreme Court. And you're like, oh, shit. He just completely, like, fucked the entire thing that we've got going on here. So, it's interesting. And not only that, but then you've got the state backlash, because there's a growing number of states that have signed into law that they will not allow, not that this is going to stop it. We've had this discussion before, but just like pot, it makes it a little bit harder, is that they won't allow any of their officers or resources to be used to enforce any unconstitutional gun laws as they see it. I think Montana was, most recent to do that. I think Arizona was talking about it. This brings up the question, what do they define as the Second Amendment? Do they define full auto as Second Amendment? You bring in the 10th Amendment and you're like, what's going on here? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, these are all symbolic cultural victories. If this goes through and the conservative Supreme Court rules in favor of the New York Rifle and Pistol Association, it's a symbolic cultural victory that boomers, that all these NRA boomers can celebrate, and we will still be in our basements 3D printing uppers.
I was gonna say up until that last sentence I was gonna call you out and go, I think you're being way too pessimistic about this, but I mean ultimately you're right about the last part, although I do think you're being a little pessimistic about it.
I think you're being a little bit pessimistic too. I totally see what you're saying, and I agree with you to a great degree, Aaron, but I think that there is some cultural phenomenon here of, you know, it's not just boomers that are saying, hey, this is pretty sweet. It's other people too, and it's kind of validating opinions that they had before. And any move towards validating and encouraging firearm ownership and celebration as an American part of the American life, I think is probably a good thing. You know?
Yeah, but to an accelerationist, that's actually regressive.
Well,
that's true. That's fair point.
You know what? And also, if you already possess a gun and you're an accelerationist, who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
no, right?
All
I'm not,
of this
I'm
is
not,
a moot point.
You, I'm not.
You've
I'm
just
not
wasted
the
half an hour of my time. Thank you.
It's another half hour. You forgot about the 5 to 5:30 p.m. time slot.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Our original time slot. And what's funny is it's technically we should have been recording yesterday 2 hours ago. By the way, so it's
that's right. You snoozed a full day and then an additional half hour.
Well, dude, I literally before we get into the final little thing. Wait, I wanted to make one comment. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'll go back. All right, I'm going to write that down so I remember it. I just want to say to Aaron's somewhat sense of pessimism, the only thing that I am normally a pessimist. I normally think that there's no political solutions to things that will trace out longer than a single person's lifetime. So what the fuck does it matter to me as an individual? Nothing. It might matter to my kids, but I don't have any right now, so I can't, you know, whatever. And I'm not trying to look to build up civilization for anyone else. But what is really encouraging about it is that this is only coming in reaction to states doing it, which is nice. Like Carr, you were saying, Arizona is the biggest one on this, right? There's been lots of news about how Arizona is really loosening up controls. And there was a couple of other states, too, where it's now just constitutional carry. They moved to constitutional carry. I don't remember who that was. Do you remember who that was?
That's been the trend. That's been the trend for the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee, Arizona.
Of policies.
Well, that's great because I don't have any access to get a pistol right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great for me.
Like, New York is one of the last holdouts as well as Massachusetts.
Once it goes down and libs start carrying guns, they'll be normal in that sense. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you carry a gun, it's not like you become a big badass who's like, oh, now all my liberal policy, I'm going to force buy the gun. No, why would you do that? You're going to get shot. Everybody's just going to be nicer, hopefully, and stop hitting one another with shovels. That'd be great. I'd love it.
Can I make one more point before we move on too?
Sure.
So, there's a concept in some, maybe if you've heard it when in reference to Bitcoin, of a shelling point, which is just kind of like a natural, I'm not an expert on the this phenomenon, but just like a natural, focal point for humans. For example, I think it was a psychologist or whatever, and his last name was Schelling. And he said in this experiment, don't quote me on the exact details, but he basically released 10 people in New York in various places and then just said, okay, meet each other. What he found was when he did this, they would naturally go to Times Square. Isn't there a clock in Times Square?
Yes.
Yeah, the clock in Times Square at noon. Why? I don't know. They're like symbolic of New York, and noon is just a number, right? Like that you're.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go at 1:23 p.m., right? Like
no.
You just pick something that seems.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and I think that forget the fact that they're governments and forget laws aside, I think that humans, whether we like it or not, or want to admit it or not, look for these shelling points or look for leaders, you know, in a human form of the shelling point, to validate their behavior and tell them what is okay to do. And whether, you know, Ron DeSantis is a cop, like in a lot of ways, and he says shit that drives me absolutely fucking crazy. But he led the way and was a shelling point for the people of Florida during COVID, right? He said, he got together a panel of epidemiologists and virologists and things, and he came up with a plan and said, actually, I don't think the feds are doing this right. This is what we're going to do. He demonstrated its effectiveness, and then he gained, you know, he strengthened that shelling point for the people of Florida, where you're not having people harassing people for wearing masks like you are other places, right? Yeah. And I think that's pretty, you know, I think you can pretty well observe that. That's pretty empirical at this point, that something of that phenomenon happened in Florida. And then other states followed, like Texas. Governor Abbott, who is a coward, but knows what his people want, followed him. And then other states followed him, and so on and so forth. So you just get this one leader or point that begins a landslide, because people look and say, oh, you know, we're herd animals, right? They say, oh, well, this guy's doing it. And once you're not wearing a mask or not required to wear a mask, and you're not dying, and you're not seeing people die, like literally next to you in a grocery store, you're like, oh, okay. Right. Like, you know, maybe I have reservations about this guy as a politics, but it, I'm not dying and I can go about my life. And I think that you may start to see, you know, that can happen rapidly. And you may start to see something like that happen with guns or with Bitcoin or with whatever, with respect to states or municipalities and their laws, not in the fact that I care about the law just for the law's sake, but I do care about the law in some sense based on it just validating behavior. And I think that's something that you could look for if you are not an accelerationist, you could look for that as a sign of improvement or a sign of hope that people, you know, start to cast off some of these really archaic laws.
Fuck yeah. I hope so. There's now some tidying matters we have to do, gentlemen. That was a great show. Let's all give
thanks.
A little round of applause.
Yeah. Yep. Great job, Bert.
We do a great job every week. It's amazing how every week we come on here, we just change the world every time.
Just crush it, yeah.
Yeah, we're really great.
All right.
Hopefully all right, all right, uploads let's... at noon tomorrow.
Oh my god, and you snoozed on the podcast last week. You snoozed on releasing the podcast. Then you
snoozed.
Well, do you
know what I was doing the day before?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why. It was really hard to wake up.
Oh, is that why my episode was released a day late?
No, your episode was released a day late because you sent me a file where you were this quiet and you sounded like this. And you're positive. Blah, 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 blah. That was what your guest sounded like. So I looked at that. I was like, man, I could change this, but I'll just redo the whole episode. Fuck it. And that's why. I actually had to work for 4 hours. To do that. Four hours.
I literally spent 4 hours editing it as well, and then I had to go to a wedding. And you're like, hey, it's fucked up. I'm like,
oh, well,
I'm on the highway.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'll fix it. Then you were like, where is it? I was like, dude, I'm not going to... It takes time. Yeah, anyway,
it's been a...
Listen, you can check out the upload times and you can see what kind of a week Bird is having. And if it looks like they're not going great, you can maybe you should DM me and go, you okay, buddy? And the answer is
check
probably
in on your
king.
No. Check in on your kings.
Yeah, everybody talks about King
Bird's
Friday. Nobody
big
checks
old bowl
in on me.
Special K.
Listen, it was a tiny hit. Relax. Take it easy. I don't remember special what I was going to say about ketamine. I wish I could just do live.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well,
you're going to not remember a lot.
I have been smoking weed since 13 years old, my friend. My brain is fried. I don't have a memory to begin with, okay? I do. We have a joyous thing to announce to our listeners. Our next Patreon episode has been planned out, or at least one of several that I've been planning out. But our next one has been planned out. We were discussing it last week. There was a documentary called Bigfoot that was released on Hulu that I really want to sink my teeth into.
It's called Sasquatch.
Oh, is it called Sasquatch? There was a documentary called Sasquatch.
Yeah, and it's episodic, too.
Yeah, it is episodic, but that's okay. We did an episodic review of Tiger King, and I say...
Forgot about that.
One on Sasquatch. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
What I was thinking, we could do a Sasquatch supercast, boys. What do you think about that? We'll do a whole episode on Sasquatch, physiology of Sasquatch, brief history of Sasquatch... into a review of the Sasquatch show. All you boys have to do is watch the show. I'll do the rest.
It sounds great, and I have a lot to say after this episode offline.
Okay, fine. All right. Great. All right. I think that about wraps us up.
Yeah.
I think I've
No, go.
There's something else. There's something else, Gar. So, yes, what I wanted to ask you was not about ketamine. It was about, we were talking about gun rights. And I wanted to pose this question to the two of you. Would you say, yes or no, don't explain it, yes or no, are Republicans, let's say, are Republicans pro-gun?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Here's where the no comes in. Republicans, well, let's just say...
Do you mean like the politicians or just like the Republicans you meet?
Well...
Like,
I was going to not ask any further questions and just give a general answer.
That's a maybe good... That's
are these
maybe
the Republicans you meet in the men's room bathroom stall? Or
yeah,
like
right. Well, I'm going to reject...
I guess
I'm
they're the same
reject
thing. They are
your question for... Yeah, I was going to reject your question for a common sense answer. Of course the answer to that is yes. There was a... by Bob Good. The man is named Bob Good. Bob Good, April 26, 2021, Congress of the United States, House of Representatives, filed a document to Mr. Chipman of the ATF. What did Bob Good say? I write to ask you publicly to commit to investigate allegations that Hunter Biden falsified information during a background check in order to illegally obtain a firearm that you should be confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the director of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Politico first reported that Hunter Biden answered no to the question about drug use on the firearms transaction record for a gun back in 2018 in October.
Yes.
Many Americans are rightfully alarmed by these reports, considering Mr. Biden's history of drug use. In the past, the Biden family has been open about Mr. Biden's struggle with substance abuse, and Navy records indicate his discharge from the service following a positive drug test.
Falsifying a government document.
Cocaine, that was. And since lying on the background check is a form of felony, this allegation merits investigation. Sadly, lying on background checks is common and often referred to as lying and trying, but rarely prosecuted. The Government Accountability Office reported in 2017 that 112,000 lie and try crimes happened that year, and only 12 were prosecuted. So that means, this is not what he wrote, so that means we have to prosecute Hunter Biden for it. That's great. So that's the final piece of news. Republicans, of course, the answer, obvious answer.
But that's not principled.
Yes, but yeah, that's not principled. You're right. How could that be? Are you going to tell me that sometimes Republicans are not pro-gun? In cases where the person in question is a drug addict they don't like?
Yeah. Weird. Well, it's like we have something to learn from Republicans in this particular instance.
Well, anyway,
besides
the point
how
being,
to drill out a glory hole.
The point being, the infamously alleged pedophile rapist Hunter Biden is now standing potentially felonious charges because he lied on a background check. A guy who everybody knows does cocaine and hookers constantly. Constantly.
Yes. Admittedly. Constantly.
Yeah.
A lot of versions.
This is another one of those, like, fucking Q things.
Yeah, probably.
This is the first domino that's going to fall.
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope so, because I'll tell you what.
We can hope all we want.
I'll tell you what. I've never once called myself principled, and it's for exactly this reason. I get to sit back in my chair and laugh and laugh and laugh at Hunter Biden, an ostensibly bad person, and I'd fight anybody who says he's a good person, because you're ridiculous if you think that. I'm fine with this. Very happy about it, in fact.
For sure.
Go for it.
Fight it out.
Fuck you, dude. No. Who cares?
Yeah, it's an awesome move to motivate your base, but I don't think anything's going
to
happen.
Now, listen, if you want to be one of those 112,000, hallelujah to you. You're doing a service. You're a hero. But Hunter Biden, you just happen to be the one out of that 112,000 that, you know, maybe someone fell through the cracks, unfortunately.
Can I just say congratulations, Carr, on your state getting one extra House of Representatives?
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
also,
you so much.
Fuck you, Bird, because your state lost one.
Yeah, no. It's about to lose me soon, too. That's the final piece, right, is there's also a blue wave occurring. As all these states are now passing gun laws, all the blues are flooding from places they've already ruined to go to states where they're going to be afraid to go outside. You know, not from coronavirus like they were in the states they left, but from
guns. It's
not
to say that extra House seat that Carr gained is going to be in any way, shape, or form right wing at all. But
no,
it's
blue.
You
know. No, it's going to be blue. But the point is, it's really funny that on the one hand, the state governments are all like, let's make it more accommodating for right wingers to live in this country. And now left wingers are just flooding into the places where they're now passing laws to do that. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's wild. It's good. It's soap opera, right?
It really is. It really is. I had more stories here, but you know what? They don't pay us for overtime or do that.
That's true. Maybe we'll do it on the Patreon. I would like to mention that.
Maybe they will.
I would like to mention that the Olympic qualifiers for beach volleyball are on YouTube Live, streaming today through Sunday. They're down in Cancun. And it's a pretty fun sport to watch if you've never watched it. So,
fuck yeah. Check that out. Maybe we could do a volleyball cast for you.
Dude, let's do a volleyball cast. That would be amazing. Right,
we'll do a volleyball
and I can
cast.
Explain volleyball to you guys.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck yeah. Let's do it on Patreon.
Amazing.
Yeah. We can, because it's going to be live.
That is the content people crave.
The content people. Maybe this weekend or something like that, or Friday. Let's I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, because I had a story that I wanted to explain to you. Maybe we'll do a little twofer. How about this? 30-minute Patreon episode. First 30 minutes. Actually, last 30 minutes will be volleyball, because that sounds more fun than what I'm going to talk about. But there was that story about that New Jersey deli that's trending at $100 million in market cap. That it goes pretty deep, the story that I wanted to do, but on overtime. You know what? Volleyball and delis. How's that?
Love it.
For a Patreon episode before Sasquatch. How's that?
That's a 1-2 punch right there. And
so
I'm just going to.
Carr has his volleyball episode. You have your deli episode. What am I going to have?
Well,
I
got
to think of something.
Hold on. If you want to do a deli episode, buddy, I need 4 or 5 hours to do that one. I need a long time to do a deli
episode. No, we'll split it up. Half hour, half an hour for Carr's, half an hour for yours, and then.
Well, my deli crime story, fine. But if you want to do a sandwich deli cast, we're going to need some time on that one. You know what? Pick a story, too. Why don't you pick a story, too? We'll do three.
I'm going to have to think of something.
Pick a story to regale us with. Carr will regale us about the facts of volleyball, and I will regale us about the story of the deli.
Maybe I'll put it out to Twitter that the 13th and the 50th person to call me in my DMs gets to pick the topic.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Fine. Great. Okay. But you better do that quick. You better get that done quick. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 13 or something like that. I don't know.
Anyway. All right. I'm typing it right now.
I'll type it up right now. Let them know. All right. So Patreon episode will be coming to you next week since we'll film that one this weekend. I got no problems doing that. And then Sasquatch will be round the bend. Sound good?
Round it. Round it. All right.
Okay.
Everybody, until next week, two hands on the wheel.
Squaw.
Go fuck yourself.